The Massachusetts Senate has approved a tough anti-illegal immigration bill. It bars illegal immigrants from receiving state benefits and prevents companies from hiring illegal immigrants. Joining us to talk about this is a Democratic state senator who worked with his Republican counterparts in drafting this measure. Methuen Senator Stephen Bedore is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
You helped craft this immigration measure in the Senate, and a lot of folks say that it really was in part influenced by what was happening in Arizona, which has passed that controversial new immigration law. Do you think that that had an influence here in Massachusetts?
You know, I'm not sure it necessarily did. A lot of what the Senate did yesterday were parts of bills that we've done in the past. So, for example, in-state tuition for illegal immigrants has already been ruled out of order in terms of not being allowed in Massachusetts. The issue of employers in, not hiring illegal immigrants, the Senate has passed in the past. The X license plates insure in terms of making ensuring that if you in order to register your car, you needed to have a driver's license. Those are issues that the Senate has taken up in the past. But I'm sure that the public outcry, I mean, 84% of Massachusetts residents, according to a recent poll, supported, cracking down on illegal immigrants, and that's what we did in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, some folks say, though, that what this bill is really, and I'm quoting here from the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, they say that this bill is really a reaction to a political climate that has been manipulated by extremist elements.
Absolutely not. That couldn't be further from the truth. What we did in the Senate was incorporate a comprehensive bipartisan solution to an illegal immigration problem here in Massachusetts.
Why is it that senators felt that there was such an illegal immigration problem right now in Massachusetts and that these things did need to be codified into law?
They're illegal. And what we need to do is, in certain cases, be aggressive in the prosecution and sending a message that we're not going to tolerate illegal immigrants receiving state benefits in areas where we can't afford to provide them to those who are here legally.
In terms of the House, it did recently narrowly reject a bill that would have barred illegal immigrants from receiving some state services. The governor's always been cool to any of this kind of talk in the past. Do you think it's going to really go anywhere from here?
I do. I'm hopeful that it does. I mean, it was a overwhelming vote in the Senate. It was bipartisan. It's comprehensive. It's not the mean-spirited, we're going to look at somebody and say, oh, they might be illegal, and we're going to arrest them. I think we took a very balanced approach and an approach that really protects the taxpayer. So I'm confident, cautiously optimistic that the House, agrees with the Senate in this area, because clearly House members are hearing it as well in terms of just, the anger and the frustration with people here in the Commonwealth in the issue of illegal immigration.
But what's the difference this time around, that they're hearing it? You think lawmakers are hearing more complaints for their constituents and that will affect things this time around?
I think there are a couple of things. I think one is, yes, I think positions have evolved as a result of the frustration and the level of public concern over the issue of illegal immigration. Number two is we're facing some very difficult budgetary times in terms of, state revenues, in terms of laying off state and local employees, in terms of cutting programs that a lot of us care deeply about.
Methuen State Senator Stephen Bedore, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.